God bless you in Jesus' name. We appreciate the mercy of God upon our lives. We appreciate the glory of God. We appreciate this hand of favor over every one of us. We thank God for what God has been using this broadcast to do in the life of people. We thank God for how God has been working wonders. We thank God for his hand of power, hand of grace upon many lives that have been listening to us. We pray that God will continue to work wonders in your life, in my life, in Jesus' name. We appreciate God for the testimony. We appreciate God for his hand of healing upon the life of many people. If you are sick, I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you wherever you are, that the Almighty God will minister to you, will minister to your situation in the name of Jesus Christ. You are welcome to this prophetic declaration, to this prophetic decree on this 19th day of the month of January year 2021. We appreciate God for what God has done. We appreciate God for what God is doing presently. And we appreciate God for what God will continue to do. We pray that the mercy of God shall not depart from us. Mercy of God shall overshadow our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And I decree into the life of someone that is listening to me, today mark the end of your affliction. Today mark the end of weeping in your life. The Almighty God will give you that testimony that will make you to dance, that will make you to be celebrated, that will make you to sing your new song in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want you to write your 12 prayer requests down if you have not written it, because I'm going to pray on it at the end of this broadcast. In case you have not written it, or in case you are joining this broadcast for the first time, you can write your 12 prayer requests down so that when it's time for us to pray on it, we can pray on that request also. We pray that God will visit us. We pray that the mercy of God will overshadow our life. We pray that the glory of God will cover us in Jesus' name. Today, I'll be talking on revoking satanic decree. Revoking satanic decree. The word revoke means to overturn, to reverse, or to cancel. Why the word decree means a particular law. When you say a decree, it means a law. It means an order. It's just like an edict. It's not ordinary thing at all. So decrees are issued by people with authority. An evil decree is a satanic pronouncement or a satanic curse issued on an individual or group of people by satanic agent, by satanic personality, personality of darkness with authority. By satanic agent, those who have swallowed their altars, when they issue a decree, the decree of evil agent, the decree of agent of darkness, is the decree we call satanic decree. A decree from the agent of darkness is like a curse. It's a negative pronouncement. It's a negative order. It's a dangerous evil word that when it's spoken out, if you don't have enough fire to reverse and cancel it, it can manifest in the life of the fellow immediately. Are there some decrees that have been spoken against your life? Are there some word of evil that have been pronounced against you? Are there some statement that some agent of darkness has pronounced against you? Some occultic personality, satanics, some witch doctors, satanic priests, satanic priestesses that have pronounced evil upon your life, all the evil decree upon your life shall be canceled today. All the evil decree upon your life shall be overturned. All the evil decree upon your life shall be neutralized. In Jeremiah chapter 22 verse 28, a decree was pronounced on a person called Cornelius and his entire family. The Bible said the earth was told to bear the record, and the earth was told to vomit Cornelius and his family. That is a decree. We are praying for everyone that is listening to me now, that every evil decree against your life, it shall be destroyed, it shall be cancelled, it shall be nullified in the name of Jesus Christ. Evil decrees was issued against Cornelius and his family, and instantly it was so. If a decree like this is pronounced by agent of darkness against a person, all the elements will begin to work against that fellow. The water, the blood, the wind, everything will begin to work against that fellow. Whatever constitute the element, you will see it working against that fellow, because it was a decree that was backed up by the voice of Satan. It was a decree that was backed up by the kingdom of darkness. I decree today, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, that every satanic decree upon your life, every satanic decree upon your family, every satanic decree upon your business, I stand upon the blood of Jesus. I stand upon the cross, upon the covenant of the cross of Calvary, and I command such decree to be canceled today in Jesus' name, by the authority of God that I have, by the backing of God that I have, by the oil of a prophet upon my head. I command every satanic decree that has been pronounced upon your head, wherever you are, is today canceled and reversed in the name of Jesus Christ. Evil decree shall not stand in your life. Evil decree shall not stand in your life. Evil decree shall not prosper in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, a decree is an evil pronouncement. A decree of darkness is an evil pronouncement. Satanic decree is an evil cause. Satanic decree is an evil judgment pronounced upon someone. I command every evil judgment upon your life today. That judgment shall be canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. When someone is operating under evil satanic decree, there are some signs, there are some indications that will make you to know that that fellow is operating under satanic decree. Let me give you a few of them. Number one, that fellow will be rejected wherever he goes. It will be